Update of the avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 25th of March 2026. For those venturing off-piste, a dangerous avalanche situation will be encountered over a wide area. All day it applies above the treeline high avalanche danger, so danger level 4, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below the treeline, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. Attention, a special warning, natural avalanches are to be expected. The large quantity of fresh snow and the sometimes large wind slabs that are forming in all aspects can be released easily or naturally above the treeline. Avalanches can be triggered in near surface layers and reach large size in isolated cases. Additionally, in some places avalanches can penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size on west, north and east facing slopes, especially above approximately 2,200 meters. The danger exists primarily in alpine snow sports terrain. In addition, dry loose snow avalanches are possible, especially on extremely steep slopes. And now the snowpack. 30 to 40 centimeters of snow has fallen since the late morning. 20 to 30 centimeters of snow will fall in the next few hours. The wind will be strong to storm force. The wind will transport the new snow significantly. Deep wind slabs will form. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack above the treeline. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes in high alpine regions. We have the following danger patterns, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 26th of March 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.